379, O Come All Ye Faithful. Number 368, Angels We Have Heard on High. Number 363, Silent Night. Number 380, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And number 387, Joy to the World. Following the opening hymn, Pastor Reverend Samuel Morshing will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is, O Come Emmanuel. We take you now to the Sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning in worship. There are announcements that have been displayed on the whiteboard, and I invite you to see them at the end of the service also. And if you need a copy, they are printed on the table as you enter into the sanctuary. We continue to have our midweek services at 5:30 during this Advent season, and we look forward to those opportunities to worship with you. This morning, we are celebrating and the service of 9 lessons and carols led by our choir, and I invite you to sing in those times where it says the congregation sings along with the choir, and as we worship this morning. Our opening hymn is the processional hymn numbered 379. I invite you to stand.
Oh,
haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, King who comes to save us. I invite the congregation to be seated, and for children that are present, you may come forward at this time. And girls, I'm so glad that you are here this morning. Today, we have a worship service that's a little different than what you may expect when we're in church. Today, we're going to have opportunity to hear God's word read. There's going to be more than the readings that we typically had, and we're going to have more songs than we typically have. But how many of you have songs that you know that tell a story or that you really like? Do you have some songs that you really enjoy? Yeah, I see some hands. Yeah, songs are very important because sometimes we even remember because of our singing the lessons that they are teaching us or what we are focusing on. How many of you know the song Happy Birthday? Yeah, we know some Happy Birthday singers. Do any of you remember the song Away in the Manger? Yeah, and it tells us a story, right? So we together as our congregation, we have the opportunity to hear God's word in song. And we allow that to be what we hear and learn today, and we bring it into the future and remember it. So I want you to be listening as they're singing and to join in on our singing today, because this is how we learn and grow in our faith. When we hear God's word, when we hear about how God loves us and how he sent Jesus, and because of Jesus, we are saved from our sins. Can you fold your hands at this time and we'll say an echo prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for music. We thank you for music and how it works with your story of salvation and how it works with your story of salvation. Help me to listen fully. Help me to listen fully to your word, and grow in my faith. And grow in my faith. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up at this time, boys and girls. I know our choir is going to be singing, and I invite you to listen carefully to all the words that they sing for us this morning. Thank you.
Garden of Eden that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 through 15. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate it." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, because your offspring and hers, he will strike his heel." Seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 22, verse 15 through 18. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me."
Emmanuel, Emmanuel. The third lesson, Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. Isaiah 9, 2, 6 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Fourth lesson, the peace that Christ will bring is foretold. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2, verses 6 through 9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, the young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Mm-hmm. lesson. The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 35 and 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." And the angel departed from her.
If you told my adventure, all I would.
So Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Seventh lesson, the shepherds and the angels, from Luke 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Seventh lesson continued. The shepherds proclaim the Savior's birth from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Shut up.
To Jesus. Matthew 2, 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, then replied, "For this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod called to Magi secretly and found out that from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened the treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another way.
Would you believe after all we rejected a child in our
The ninth lesson, St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. John 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was not in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.